And so today we will engage in a practice that incorporates all three of the three characteristics: impermanence, anicca, dukkha, the stress, the suffering of our lives, and anatta, the not-self characteristic. So taking a little bit of time now to establish a nice steady posture, feeling into touch points. Connecting with breathing, perhaps with a few nice full breaths. Letting the breathing relax. And I suggest for this practice having an anchor that is breath and body together, so that we may open with a friendly awareness to all the different sensations as they show. Mindfully embracing change, inconstancy, how things come and go, the breath, sensations, and using our mental noting to help us with this. For example, noticing the breath in one moment, how it might feel tight or soft, rough or smooth. And then it changes. So too with any other sensations. Letting go of notes such as pain or problem, and rather opening to raw qualities of sensations, like pressure, vibration, pulsation, stretching, pulling, burning, lightness, and noticing how any of these sensations in body, in breathing, even as we note them, are changing. as we note different sensations as they come and go, we may also note their feeling tones. So maybe it's pulsation, pleasant, pressure, unpleasant. Maybe pressure is pleasant, or maybe it's neutral. And we notice how, along with the sensations, the feeling tones too change. When thoughts and emotions arise, we can note them too, and their feeling tones, and watch them move through, embracing change. Noticing too dukkha as it arises when we cling to any experience. We may feel a heightening of some unpleasantness, whether thought, emotion, or body sensation. When we cling by aversion, cling by wanting things to be different. Can we let go? Letting go into the changing nature of everything. From the Buddha. Thus shall you think of all this fleeting world, a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering lamp, a phantom, and a dream. Noticing the peace that comes with non-clinging. It's just like this. This sensation, thought, emotion, pleasant, unpleasant, neither, coming and going. If you find you're caught in a lot of unpleasant feeling tone, notice other sensations that are neutral or pleasant. They too are arising and passing. sometimes just noticing and naming experiences, especially when they're imbued with unpleasant feeling tone and dukkha, sometimes that's not enough, and we need to open to them more deeply. And so this is where we might engage in the rain practice, remembering the G in front of rain for grain, the G for grounding, and the R for recognition, giving it a name, and really allowing it to be here without trying to get rid of it. And then we investigate the eye of rain, we investigate, feel it all through the body. All the while we notice the end of rain, the not self characteristic. Ah, this is not me. This is not mine. This is not all of who I am. And so if it is needful, engaging in a bit of rain grain practice at this point. Otherwise, keep noticing and embracing change. Body feeling tone and non-clinging. If you've been engaging in rain grain, take a few moments to wrap up that practice. Notice how the experience has shifted a wee bit just by virtue of the attention that you've given it. course, not all dukkha is about clinging. There's dukkha dukkha, the dukkha that comes with being a sentient being, and that things change, and that we have bodies and hearts and minds that can be afflicted. Gregory Orr wrote, "Grief will come to you. Grip and cling all you want. It makes no difference. Catastrophe is just waiting to happen. Loss, you can be certain of it. Flow and swirl of the world, carried along as if by a dark current. All you can do is keep swimming. All you can do is keep singing." So can we continue to swim with all that's happening? Maybe even some rejoicing that we know it. We see the comings and goings of everything. And if need be, there's some other issue, some dukkha dukkha perhaps, that you need to open to more deeply with another rain grain practice, feel free. And remember the N of rain here, not me, not mine. Continuing to practice with breath and body as a whole, opening to change, body, feeling tone, opening to dukkha, and letting go with not me, not mine. sensations, thoughts, and emotions coming and going, noting their feeling tone, seeing how they change and are conditioned. Not me, not mine. And noticing any liberation, freedom, ease with all of that. Not me, not mine, conditions arising and passing. And in these last couple of minutes of our practice, really appreciating any benefits from having practiced this way, with opening to change, the peace through non-clinging, letting go of dukkha, grain, and remembering not self, not me, not mine. Letting go of a small separate self can bring great freedom and connection. This short piece from D.H. Lawrence, I think, speaks of the freedom. When we get out of the glass bottles of our ego and when we escape like squirrels turning in the cages of our personality and get into the forest again, we shall shiver with cold and fright, but things will happen to us so that we don't know ourselves. Cool, unlying life will rush in, and passion will make our bodies taut with power. We shall stamp our feet with new power. The old things will fall down. We shall laugh, and institutions will curl up like burnt paper. We might consider our own inner institutions that we hold tight to. And practicing in this way as well, especially with the not-self characteristic, can give us a profound sense of interconnection, interbeing. Salman Rushdie wrote in Midnight's Children, "Who, what am I? My answer? I am everyone, everything, whose being in the world affected was affected by mine. I am anything that happens after I've gone, which would not have happened if I had not come. Nor am I particularly exceptional in this matter. Each I, every one of the now 600 million plus of us, contains a similar multitude. I repeat for the last time, to understand me, you'll have to swallow the world."